Thank you. gave a presentation and has been understood for decades and even centuries. Because it was over about 100 years ago that Arrhenius, a Swedish scientist, realized that if with the Industrial Revolution, the burning of fossil fuel would put more carbon dioxide, one of the main greenhouse gases which holds in the heat. And he made a back-of-the-envelope calculation, which is not all that different from what all our fancy models today are saying. So the first one is our understanding of the way our planetary energy balance works. The second certainty is on the left here. It's the carbon dioxide concentration since about 1860. This actually has been going up in a more rapid way since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution at the end of the 1700s. But basically what you can see is from ice cores and then on top of Mauna Loa, where it's now measured from the atmosphere, that carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases have been increasing for the approximately 200 years in an intense form. And the next one is that our global average temperature over the same period, this is from 1860, has been rising as well. These are all based on data.
Vamos a comenzar las noticias también desaparecen. Algunas veces son pagados para no dar la información. Y que hablemos de las minorías. Estamos aquí hoy. Thank you.
Johnson Forum, I'm right there in the Catskills. The rain park, Johnson Forum, I'm right there in the Catskills.
Will you teach my kid to ride Goofy?
The rain park, Johnson Forum, I'm right there in the Catskills.
That's a discussion we're going to have later about content. I'm not sure.
Thank you. will do is turn
and install the beginning of the
The voice
we'll bring the performers out.
Vitamin C.
Waste of time thinking that.
No, it's just part of how you dealt with it, that's all.
missing Dad so much.
No, it kept me from ever knowing you, like, as much as I really so completely fucking gone.
There.
What? It sucks.
Stop listening to the static.
What the fuck does that mean?
Nothing. It just means that everything in the world is like this. Transmission. Making... making its way across the dark. It's just part of how you tell it.
But everything, death, life, everything, it's all completely suffused with static.
Something that Pro won't do. The Brattleboro wanted a licensed station. So when we finally said to the FCC,
now I think we'll bring the performers out. First performers tonight will be Ben Owen and Michelle Nagai. Now I think we're